Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Pranaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavati Tamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om yaschandasam rishabho vishvarupaha chando bhyo dhyamrita asam bhabhuva samendro methaya aspranotu amritasya devatharano bhuyasam shariram me vicharshanam jihva me matumattama karna abhyam bhuri vishvam Brahmanakoshosya medhaya pihitaha shrutam me gopaya avahanti vitambana kurvana chiramatmanaha vasagumsi mamagavascha annapane cha sarvada tato me shriyamavaha lomasham pashidissahaswaha Amayantu brahmacharina swaha Vimayantu brahmacharina swaha Pramayantu brahmacharina swaha Damayantu brahmacharina swaha Shamayantu brahmacharina swaha Yashojane sani swaha Shreyan vasya sasani swaha Tantva pagat pravishani swaha Sama pagat pravisha swaha Tasmin sahasrashake Nipagahan tvayi mraje swaha Yatha pavravata yanti Yatha masa aharjaram Evam mam brahmacharinaha Dhatarayanti sarvata swaha Prativeshosi pramabhahi pramapadyasva go to the next page, the Ahambakshasya. Parsha, can you show Peter, where that is? Not every Peter.
I have it here.
Not you. You're not
page
Peter.
Page 8. Welcome. Got it. Thank you.
These two, Peter, the one that we just did, and this one, I'm asking people to memorize it if they want to, because these two chants are so sacred. They're ones that people commit to memory if you want to commit things to memory.
Aham vrikshasya reriva kirtih prishtam gireriva urdhva pavitro vajiniva swamritam asmi dravinagum saharchasam sumedha amritokshitaha iti prishankor vedanu vachanam.
Let's go to this. Where's my page? Oh, here it is. The Shishani Shasanam, Veda Manu Cha Chariyo.
You did.
I know, but we're going to chant it, and then we're going to work on the next few lines.
So what are we going to chant?
The two paragraphs.
Okay.
Yeah, starting with Veda Manucha Acharya. Do you have it, Peter?
Yes, I do, thank
you. Ever, do you have it?
No.
It's on page 20 of this one. Page 20.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, go down to the third paragraph. It starts with Vedam.
Oh, got it.
Okay. So,
I thought we changed text.
No, not yet. Let's try chanting this paragraph together. Om Veda Manucha Charyante Vasina Manushasti Satyam Vada Dharmanchara Swadhyaya anma pramataha Acharyaya priyantanam ahitya prajatantum ma vyabachetsihi. No, it's not enough of you. Repeat after me. Vedamanuchacharyo 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 Nte vasina manushasti Vedamanuchacharyo Nte vasina manushasti. Together. Vedamanuchacharyo Nte vasina manushasti Satyamvata Satyamvata Dharmanchara Dharmanchara Swadhyaya anma pramadaha Swadhyaya anma pramadaha Acharyaya priyantanam ahitya Acharyaya priyantanam ahitya Prajatantum ma vyavachetsihi Prajatantum ma vyavachetsihi Acharyaya priyantanam ahitya Prajatantum ma vyavachetsihi Acharyaya priyantanam ahitya Prajatantum ma vyavachetsihi Satyanna pramaditavyam Satyanna pramaditavyam Dharmanna pramaditavyam Dharmanna pramaditavyam Kushalanna pramaditavyam Kushalanna pramaditavyam Bhutyayana pramaditavyam Bhutyayana pramaditavyam Swadhyaya pravachanabhyanna pramaditavyam Swadhyaya pravachanabhyanna pramaditavyam Devapitrakaraya bhyanna pramaditavyam Devapitrakaraya bhyanna pramaditavyam Devapitrakaraya bhyanna pramaditavyam Devapitrakaraya bhyanna pramaditavyam Matradevo bhava Matradevo bhava Pitradevo bhava Pitradevo bhava Acharyadevo bhava Acharya Devo Bhava Atithi Devo Bhava Atithi Devo Bhava Atithi Devo Bhava Atithi Devo Bhava Yanyana Vadyani Karmani Yanyana Vadyani Karmani Tani Sevitavyani Tani Sevitavyani No Itarani No Itarani Yanyasmakagam sucharitani Yanyasmakagam sucharitani Yanyasmakagam sucharitani Yanyasmakagam sucharitani Tani tvayo pasyani Tani tvayo pasyani No itarani No itarani Now
the No Itarani. Yeah. You don't have that. No, oh, you know what? That. You have two versions of verse 20 yeah. on the same page.
One doesn't have it.
Oh. Oops.
Oh. And then the second one has a No Itarani.
If you see on page 9, I'll have to correct this. On page 9 of this, I've got two. So I'll correct it. So just go down to the bottom of page 9.
Just cross out the middle one.
It cross out the middle one or something. Looks like I typed it twice.
And you got me. Oh, there it is.
It's correct, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I hope so.
I'll
double check it, okay?
No.
I don't know what happened there if I typed it in twice.
Oh, it doesn't.
Huh?
It doesn't have the note. No, so what do we need to end? Identical. No, they're the same.
You should have the paragraph that begins with Deva Pitrakarayabhyan and ends with Tvayopasyani. That is paragraph 20. Then the next paragraph begins, paragraph 21 begins with No Itarani.
But when you just chanted, you chanted the No Itarani after the end of 20.
Oh, do you know why? Because we learned it that way.
Oh.
We learned it because, not because, even though 21 is a different paragraph than 20, this sentence goes with 20. That's why when we chanted, we ended at no ikarani.
Oh, okay.
Not other karmic. It says, you should do those karmas, those good karmas, which your teachers do, not the other karmas that they do. Right? Not the bad not the bad karmas.
Your teachers
just
do?
The good ones.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't do the bad ones?
No. Nope.
Mm. What are the bad ones you do we shouldn't do?
Hopefully you don't get to see those. I think it's really wonderful that they put these kind of things in because it's so real. You know, it's so real.
Practical information.
Practical information.
It's instructive.
Yeah.
What does that say? What does that do?
Yeah.
It also could just mean, you know, do your own karmas and not, you know, if your teacher has other karmas, don't, you know what I mean? Not that they're necessarily bad, but they're just different, right?
Well, what they really mean are the adharmas, are the things that they wouldn't want you to emulate.
Uh-huh.
Don't.
Uh-huh.
Right? That's actually what they mean. Uh-huh. Because it's the sucharitani means good karmas. You know, those things that are the dharmas.
Uh-huh.
If they veer off from that, uh-huh, then you just kind of, you uh-huh know, they you overlook those things.
It
you don't emulate them.
Their dharma could be different from, like, if they were a sannyasi and you weren't a sannyasi, then you were a householder, you'd have other dharmas. You
know? No, but that's not what's meant.
Okay.
That's true too, though. That's true too, uh-huh, what you're saying. Yeah.
We're going to translate this?
Yeah, I'm waiting for Priya.
Oh.
Okay, so repeat after me. Yay ke chas mat shreya gumso brahmanaha. So yay ke, I'm going to break this into yay ke cha asmat shreyam saha brahmanaha.
Is Tibby in there alone?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There are a bunch of people out there.
Can you break the chat?
Cha asmat. That cha with cha, that it cha is a dental tha with a sha, Shankara sha. So
okay.
Asmat.
Okay.
Shreyam saha.
Asmat and then Shah by itself, and then
Shreya. Asmat. Shreya.
Shreya.
You know what Shreya is? Mm. So it's in the nominative plural here. Shreyam Saha. So Ye Ke Cha Asmat Shreyam Saha Brahmanaha. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So repeat that. Ye Ke Cha Asmat Shreyam Saha Brahmanaha. Then to complete the sentence before I start translating. Tesham Tvaya Asane
Na
Prashwasitavyam.
Na Prashwasitavyam.
Tesham Tvaya
Asane
Na Prashwasitavyam.
No.
Shraddhaya Shraddhaya Deyam.
Shraddhaya Deyam.
Ashraddhaya Deyam.
Ashraddhaya
Deyam.
Shriya
Deyam.
Shriya
Deyam.
Shriya Deyam.
Shriya Deyam.
Shriya
Deyam. Atha Yadite.
Atha Yadite.
Karma Vichikitsa.
Karma
vichikitsa.
Vichikitsa.
Karma vichikitsa.
Karma vichikitsa.
Va.
Va.
Vritta vichikitsa.
Vritta
Vritta vichikitsa va syat.
Vritta
vichikitsa
va syat.
Vritta vichikitsa.
Vritta vichikitsa.
Vritta vichikitsa.
Vritta vichikitsa.
Vritta vichikitsa. Karma vichikitsa va vritta vichikitsa va syat.
Karma
vichikitsa va vritta vichikitsa va syat. Tongue twister. Okay, this is the paragraph we're going to translate, even though the last sentence goes on. To make sense of the last sentence, it'll be another three lines of the next paragraph, but still, this much we'll work on today. So, ye is nominative plural, who, those who. Okay. K, with the ye, k together, it means, ye means who as a correlative, as a relative pronoun. K means normally who as an interrogative, like who are they? Like it would introduce a question. But here, with the ye and K together, according to the Bhasha, it means those who, whoever they may be. So the K is like K chit or K chana, mm-hmm. That makes an indefinite article. So it would be those who. Whoever they may be, no one in particular.
Like whomsoever.
Yeah, whomsoever. Yeah, whomsoever. But it's yeke brahmanaha. Whichever brahmanas, means by whomsoever, what they mean though, it's a little different than whomsoever. The K stands for what we call avisheshataha, without any particular attribute. Like that, the brahmana means brahmanas, not kshatriyas or vaishyas or shudras, just the brahmanas. Who don't have any particular relationship with you. They're not your teacher, they're not your father or mother, they don't have any particular relationship to you, except that they are brahmanas, and they're brahmanas who are asmat shreyamsaha, brahmanas who are superior to you. Asmat means from you, it takes the ablative, but it means they are better than you, superior to you. It means they're of a higher station, somebody that you are just in terms of the Dharma, in terms of the culture, in terms of their relationship to you, not as a teacher or father or mother, but in terms of just their standing in life. They're Shreyamsaha, means they're superior to you. So those people, even in India, those people you automatically pranam to. You know, like when you meet them, like you would normally pranam to Swamiji. As such, in India, they would pranam to those people also, because they're held in esteem. So it's like the brahmanas, whoever they may be, no one in particular, with any particular relationship to you. So, but they are brahmana, and they are of a higher station in terms of guna, in terms of dharma, in terms of stage of life. So they're superior to you in that way.
How do you know that status? I mean, is it the way they dress, or is it out just intuitive?
No, it would be just the stature that they come into your world with. Okay. So those brahmanas who are shreyam, who are shreyamsa, who are superior asmat to you, then tesham, of them. What is it? Genitive plural. Tvaya, by you, instrumental singular. Asane, on a seat. Sorry, this is wrong. I have a typo here in mine, and so it's probably in yours too. It should be asanena, not asanena.
Oh.
It should draw a line between the asane and the na. Should be asanena. Okay.
Oh, with asana is
right.
Yeah.
Seems like that happened before somewhere.
It does happen. So this is something I have to remember to fix, and we can start
okay.
There. Okay. But for if you have this, just draw a line because we can't fix it on this, right? We have to. Let's fix it by drawing that line. So, for them, by you, by an asana. By asana means a place to sit. Okay? Prashwasitavyam. Prashwasitavyam. Oh, this is so interesting. There are actually two ways that Shankara interprets this. The first way, and the way that Swamiji does initially, and Shankara does it initially, is asanena prashwasitavyam. Okay? The second way is asanena prashwasitavyam. So let me give you the first one with asanena. Okay? So for them means for those brahmanas who are in high standing, who are superior to you, your superiors, for them, by you, with an asana, a place to a seat, prashwasitavyam means to remove fatigue. May the fatigue be removed by you for them. May it be removed by you, Twaya, for them. By asana, means by offering asana, by offering an asana, means by offering a seat, and then by washing their feet, by fanning them, by giving them food, by treating them with great respect, okay? That starts with offering. Then in the Bhashya, they'll say, you know, by offering, by washing their feet, by offering them a place to sit, by giving them drink and food, you're removing their fatigue. So that's a potential participle. May their fatigue be removed. Okay? Twaya, by you. For them, may their fatigue be removed by you. By asana. By asana means by, asana stands for all of the things that you might do. Does everybody see that? That's the first way to take it. Now the next one is now take asana. No, okay. For them, of them, by you, asanena. So now here, asane. In here, asane means in an assemblage. Asana can also mean in an assemblage. So in an assembly of brahmanas, say a number of brahmanas. This is how Shankara talks about it. In the asana, in asane, that would be locative singular. Mm-hmm. In the asana, in the goshti. Goshti means an assemblage. In the assembly of brahmanas, and then Shankara will go on to say they've assembled now to debate an issue, to discuss an important issue, and to come to a resolution on this issue. It could be a shastric issue, where there's an actual debate over some technical point in the Vedas. So now the brahmanas are now meeting in an assemblage. By you, na prashwas, not to do the tongue twister there, prashwasitavyam. By you, don't breathe out. What it means, don't, that's a way of saying, don't make any noise.
Pay attention.
Sit quietly, learn from them.
Yeah.
Don't wriggle around, don't offer your opinion, just sit there quietly and learn. Right? Because that's the way, you know, toward the acharya or the brahmanas who are considered, you know, the pandits. So in the Bhasha, Shankara will say those brahmanas who have panditya, they can be sitting in an assemblage discussing, you know, and looking seriously into certain points, and you happen to be there, you just sit quietly with respect. Don't go.
That's the other meaning.
Prashwasita. Yeah, because prashwasita actually means to breathe out, to exhale, you know. But it also, according to Shankara, it means to remove fatigue.
Right.
He says that in the Sanskrit. So everybody see, so either way you can take, either way is nice. It's something that both should be done. When you take it that way, both hold true, right? So you can read it in either way.
Mm-hmm.
And when that's the case, then Shankara will give two meanings.
The first way now. What was the first way?
The first way is for them, their fatigue should be removed by by seating, by making a place to sit and all of that. Okay, so now, shuddhaya deyam. Deyam is a potential participle. It should be given. In other words, whatever you're now giving and offering to the brahmanas, deyam, it should be given with shraddha. Shraddha means it should be given with reverence, with respect, and just the general meaning of shraddha. Then for the next one, there's two meanings. Ashraddhaya deyam. It should ashraddhaya adeyam.
Adeyam.
Do you see that? Ashraddhaya adeyam. It should not be given without shraddha. If there's adeyam, means it should not be given. Potential participle, the of the adeyam, negates the deyam. So it should not be given without shraddha.
With disrespect.
With disrespect. Yeah, it should. If there's no shraddha there, right, without shraddha, then it should not be given. That's one meaning. Yeah. But by the Sunday, you could say ashraddhaya deyam. That means even without shraddha, it should be given. And they go into a big basha on that. Apparently, and I can't get into this right now, I don't have it all clearly in my mind. There are three types of giving. One is sattvika, sattvic. One is rajas, and one is tamasic. You know? If it's the dharma to give, you should give. But if you're not, you could be giving in a tamasic way, like is, oh, why do I have to do this? type of thing. Even then it should be given. So there's a basha. You can take either way, okay? So we'll take the first meaning, but you should just, if you want to get more into it, you can read the commentary on it. So shraddhaya deyam, ashraddhaya adeyam, or ashraddhaya deyam. Right? Just a little note on that. Do you notice that with the ashraddhaya, there's a long ah there? If you ran that together, instead they have an avagraha there. That means ashraddhaya adeyam.
Okay.
Right?
We don't have an avagraha.
Oh, I do. We do? Yeah. Oh, maybe you printed out earlier. Let me see. Ashraddhaya deyam. This is the avagraha. The avagraha is that S.
I was looking here.
Okay, so you've got shraddhaya deyam, no avagraha there, and then ashraddhaya avagraha deyam. Yeah, okay, that's okay.
I was thinking of the transliteration for some reason.
Oh, yeah, that's hard, yeah.
Okay.
It could have been that avagraha, if it could say, be the same, ashraddhaya deyam, and not have the avagraha there. In other words, there could be two different versions of the way this is written.
But doesn't the presence of the avagraha mean that it's adeyam instead of deyam?
It definitely does. Yeah. But there could be an addition that just says ashraddhaya deyam.
But then it would mean the second thing.
Yeah.
But in our version, then it does mean don't give without shraddha.
That's right. In our version, it means adeyam. Do not give without shraddha. Okay? And the shraddha and Shraddhaya and Ashraddhaya is in the instrumental. Okay. Then Shriya from Shri, feminine, Deyam. It should be given, literally it means with wealth, but in the Bhasha it means according to one's wealth. So if you're very, very poor, you would give, in accordance to your wealth, is from the scale of being very poor to middling to wealthy, you would give more or less. So it should be in proportion to one's wealth. So Shriya is again the instrumental, Deyam. Then Friya Deyam. It should be given Friya. Friya means it means shame or modesty or There's another word I'm looking for. It should be given with humility, with humility, with modesty. You know?
Unostentatiously?
Yeah. Yeah, but with a sense of humility or with a sense of modesty, as opposed to look at how much I'm giving. Mm-hmm. You know, it's I'm so honored to be able to give this. Please accept it from me.
Mm-hmm.
That's hri hri longi h r e.
Oh, it's
hri. No, no, in the substantive.
Oh, the is.
The substantive is longi. For shri, the substantive, they're all feminines. The substantive long e. So you could say give with humility. Then bia deyam, it should be given bia. Bia means bi means fear. You know,
mm-hmm.
Should be given with I think with trepidation, with an understanding of the. I don't remember exactly how Shankara unfolds this. I think it's that you understand the importance of giving, you know, and the importance of that respect in terms of punya and papa, and in terms of your dharma. So you give with care. That's the fear. Yeah, you give with care because you understand the importance of the gift.
And the fear
of the dharma.
Fear of what?
Of being a dharmic, of not following the dharma.
For screwing up.
So bhya deyam. Then samvida deyam. Now how the word samvit can mean knowledge, like jnanam, but it also means friendship. So here they're taking it more as friendship, you know, where there's warmth and care and love there. So with a sense of friendship, it should be given. It's not necessarily on an equal level. It's the heart has that sense of, you know, the sahana bhavatu,
mm-hmm.
where there's no animosity, there's a sense of love and care and friendship. So it should be given with friendship. Okay. So that's the section, and we'll just to complete it, we'll do this next line, even though it's going to bleed over a couple of lines of the next. Atta now. After that being the case, if you have done all of this, assuming this to be the case, then if te for you, genitive singular, if for you, karma vichikitsa. Vichikitsa is a feminine noun, nominative singular. If there is a doubt, vichikitsa means a doubt, regarding karma. Karma are the Vedic karmas, all of the karmas that are enjoyed, enjoined. They're all of the rituals and all of the things that are, how things are supposed to be done, the nitya naimittika karmas. The nitya karmas are the things that are enjoined for you to do on a daily basis, the rituals and duties that are enjoined on a daily basis. More rituals here. So take karmas more as the rituals, the Vedic rituals that are enjoined on a daily basis. And the naimittika on an occasional basis. If you have any doubt, if there's a doubt for you about how, in regarding these karmas, okay, va or vritta vichikitsa va. So va after each one. So we only use it once. If there's a doubt regarding the rituals, any of the Vedic rituals, or vritta, any doubt regarding your conduct, how you should behave in a certain situation, what your dharma is in a given situation. So vritta is just conduct in vyavahara, in given situations. If there is a doubt for you in either one of these things, then it's going to go on to say you need to consult a brahmana who is well-versed in all of these things. So we're not going to go on with that now. We'll just learn how to chant this part of it.
And you have to excuse me, but what's the general theme about this, how to give? What are we doing here?
You've left the teacher, and once you've left the teacher and you how you're supposed to treat them, and also brahmanas in general now, who you come into contact with, how are you supposed to be toward them?
Mm-hmm.
What's the Dharma? How are you supposed to treat the elders or the brahmanas who are of a higher station than you? So it's just this whole section is giving you giving Dharma in terms of your behavior.
Now, what is the word for doubt?
Vichikitsa. So karma vichikitsa, vritta vichikitsa. So a doubt toward the karmas, the rituals, or a doubt toward the conduct?
Vritta is your behavior, not your conduct. Thought. Not like a vritti.
Conduct. No, it has to do with conduct. No, it's not vritti. Vritta. It has to do with conduct. Okay?
Good.
So approaching the end of this one, maybe one more class on this. So let's try to chant it from YK. YK chashmat shreya gumso brahmanaha. So wait. YK chasmat shreya gumso brahmanaha. Shreya gumso brahmanaha. YK chasmat 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 shreya gumso brahmanaha. Teshantoya, 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 teshantoyasanena, teshantoyasanena, prashvasitavyam, 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 teshantoyasanena, prashvasitavyam, teshantoyasanena, prashvasitavyam, teshantoyasanena, prashvasitavyam, teshantoyasanena, prashvasitavyam, shraddhaya deyam, shraddhaya deyam, shraddhaya deyam,
shraddhaya deyam,
ashraddhaya deyam, ashraddhaya deyam, ashraddhaya deyam, ashraddhaya deyam, shriya deyam,
shriya deyam,
shriya deyam,
shriya deyam,
shriya deyam,
Priyadeyam,
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 Samvidadeyam,
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 Atyadite karma vichikitsa va. Atyadite karma vichikitsava, vritta vichikitsava syat,
vritta vichikitsava syat.
Atyadite karma vichikitsava,
atyadite karma vichikitsava,
vritta vichikitsava syat. Atyadite, oh sorry, vritta vichikitsava syat.
Vritta vichikitsava syat,
atyadite karma vichikitsava,
atyadite karma vichikitsava,
vritta vichikitsava syat,
vritta vichikitsava syat,
atyadite karma vichikitsava, vritta vichikitsava syat,
atyadite karma vichikitsava, vritta vichikitsava syat.
Atyadite karma vichikitsava, vritta vichikitsava syat. Atyadite karma vichikitsava, vritta vichikitsava syat. Atyadite karma vichikitsava, vritta vichikitsava syat. Not to the beginning. YK chasmat shreya gumso brahmanaha.
YK chasmat shreya gumso brahmanaha.
YK chasmat shreya gumso brahmanaha.
ye ke cha smachreya gumso brahmanah teshan tvayasanena prashvasitavyam teshan tvayasanena prashvasitavyam teshan tvayasanena prashvasitavyam teshan tvayasanena prashvasitavyam shraddhaya deyam Shraddhaya deyam, ashraddhaya deyam, ashraddhaya deyam, shriya deyam, shriya deyam, priya deyam, priya deyam, priya deyam, priya deyam, samvida deyam, samvida deyam, atthayadite karma vichikitsa va vritta vichikitsa va syat. Artha yadite karma vichikitsa va vritta vichikitsa va syat.
Let's just chant together then. Stop.
Ye ke chasma chreya gumso brahmanah te shantvayasanena prashvasitavyam shraddhaya deyam ashraddhaya deyam Shriya deyam, priya deyam, dhiya deyam, samvida deyam, atayadite karma vichikitsa va vritta vichikitsa va sya.
Once more.
Ye ke chasmachreya gumso brahmanah, teshan tvayasanena prashvasitavyam, Shraddhaya deyam, ashraddhaya deyam, shriya deyam, priya deyam, dhiya deyam, samvida deyam, atyadite karma vichikitsa va vritta vichikitsa va syat.
Good. Let's take a break.